This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day, another great week, in fact, in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Yes, a great nation, despite the fact that there are great problems in West Coast cities, including Portland, Seattle, Los Angeles, and more. In fact, problems all around the country with urban riots. What, are people protesting the new Biden pandemic relief bill that is supposed to solve everything? What are they protesting exactly? Why are there attempts to loot businesses, attack police officers in those West Coast cities? We will explore that. We'll also explore the idea of a push by progressives in Capitol Hill to establish housing as a fundamental human right. Oh, really? What does that mean? Well, I'll tell you something it means is that here in the state of Washington, they have a collection of bills in Olympia that are supposed to deal with homelessness. None of them will do a damn thing. Not one thing. Nothing to actually deal with a problem that our politicians love to avoid. And we'll also talk about the push by the Biden administration for raising taxes. What kind of taxes are they going to raise? Where are they going to find all this extra money to deal with their next priority, which appears to be infrastructure? We will talk about that. We will also talk a little bit about the five tribes of the Republican Party. One of the things when you say different tribes, tribes make war on one another. The Iroquois fought the Algonquin for years and years, and those were coalitions of tribes. So what is going to happen with the Republican tribes? Can they come together, or will it be total war? We'll talk about that as well with a liberal voice actually saying people who are talking about the Republican Party exploding, imploding, dividing, going away, leaving the scene, they don't know what they're talking about. That's what Jamel Bowie, who is a black progressive, writes in the New York Times. Hey, the Republican Party is here to stay. And we will continue that conversation on the Michael Medved Show, 1-800-955-1776. First, the latest on the West Coast riots, and a question: what is Joe Biden going to do about it? What is the administration going to do about it? This audio from Fox News, listen.
Seattle bike cops moved in aggressively using pepper spray as they made 13 arrests. Downtown Seattle is still struggling from a year of COVID and a big increase in property damaging crime. The Seattle police budget was cut, response times are climbing, and 163 street-level businesses have shut down for good. Matt Humphrey's barbershop was broken into. He and other business owners have had all they can take.
I think it's our city council, I think it's our mayor, I think, and ultimately it rolls up to our governor. I think we, our civic leaders, have to provide a decent level of law and order. We can't have riots, we can't have stuff happening.
Protests have also started back up in Portland. There was violence Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday, all at federal buildings. The courthouse has been a flashpoint. Many downtown businesses remain boarded up because there has been so much property damage. The fence around the courthouse was taken down Thursday afternoon, and within a couple hours, anarchists broke windows, set fires, and spray-painted graffiti. So Sunday, the fence was put back up, another setback for struggling businesses.
It really doesn't feel like anything happens. These groups are just able to come in and basically terrorize a neighborhood.
Taxpayers have spent reportedly $2.3 million on the vandalism to repair that vandalism just at federal installations in Portland.
Okay, this is sickening. Los Angeles was also hit. And do you know what the reason for all these riots is? It's an unbelievable story. It's so sad. In Los Angeles, demonstrators smashed, demonstrators they call them, smashed store windows and threw rocks at police officers in Hollywood. A social media video showed police officers in riot gear near the intersection of Hollywood Boulevard and Vine, legendary intersection in Hollywood, Hollywood and Vine, right near the Hollywood Walk of Fame. One social media video showed a protester jumping on a police cruiser as it sped away. At least one officer was injured in the clashes. The officer's condition has not been reported. A Bed Bath & Beyond, a CVS pharmacy, and an Asian restaurant were among the businesses vandalized by rioters, according to KNBC and social media videos. Police did not immediately report if any protesters have been arrested. Earlier, hundreds of protesters had marched and celebrated Breonna Taylor's life peacefully in Hollywood and other parts of the city. All of these riots are supposed to commemorate the one-year anniversary of Breonna Taylor's death and to celebrate her life. I mean, is this the way that you honor somebody's life? She apparently was a very nice person. She was a medical technician. She worked in a hospital. She had just taken on this new boyfriend who was the one who started the gunfire. He, of course, didn't know or says he didn't know or have any reason of knowing that they were police officers who had knocked on the door of their apartment. She was caught in the crossfire. In Portland, the federal courthouse downtown was the major staging area for another face-off with authorities. It just hasn't stopped in Portland. And the fact that they can't do a damn thing about it, that the local authorities, from the governor on down, are unable to bring any kind of civic peace to Portland, which, by the way, always one of the big selling points of Portland, it's not the weather. The weather is kind of like it is up here in Seattle, 130 miles to the north. But the selling point for Portland was a nice city to live in, low crime, a city that kind of functions. Not anymore. This is unbelievable. On Saturday night and into Sunday morning, new messages were seen spray-painted outside the federal courthouse, including police or murderers. Last week's protests outside the courthouse came soon after authorities removed a barrier that had been in place outside the building. In other words, they're leaving the barrier on the Capitol building in Washington, D.C., despite the fact that it does seem very unlikely that there would be new riots against the Capitol building. But they take down the barrier in Portland and take down barriers in Seattle, where things are likely to explode again and again and again. The idea that this makes any sense or is defensible in any way is completely insane. Also on the West Coast, in Oakland, a suspect accused of assaulting and robbing a 75-year-old Asian-American man in California now faces a murder charge after the victim died from his injuries. Park Ho of Oakland was on his daily walk at the intersection of Jane Avenue and Perkins Street when Tuante Bailey, 26, approached him, the Oakland police said, and killed him. Tuante Bailey, very heavily tattooed all over his face. All over his face. And a solid citizen, I'm sure. This is so sad. The attacks on Asian Americans, so tragic. At least there's some good news. There is a new order to open up the schools in Seattle. What about nationwide? Actually, that's statewide. It's an order from Governor Inslee. We'll get to that and more. A new candidate for president with a royal pedigree? Really? We'll talk about that and more.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of My Pillow, here to tell you about my Giza Dream bed sheets. I made sure that they would be everything you'd ever want in a sheet set. I started with the world's finest cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all meet. The long staple cotton makes my Giza Dream sheets ultra soft and durable. They come with extra wide pillowcases to fit over any pillow and extra deep pockets to fit over any mattress. Not only that, they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. And now you can get the best sheets ever for the best price ever. When you buy one of my Giza Dream bed sheet sets, you'll get another one absolutely free. I personally guarantee that they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials. Big questions. Are religion and science constantly, inevitably at war? Can science provide evidence for God? New York Times best-selling author Stephen Meyer, he's a philosopher of science. He has written The Return of the God Hypothesis, three scientific discoveries that revealed the mind behind the universe. There's a special offer for MedVed listeners. Free excerpt from the book, free digital booklet on intelligent design, a discount on Dr. Meyer's online course, an invitation to an exclusive online meeting with Dr. Stephen Meyer. And amazingly, this new book, The Return of the God Hypothesis, has just been endorsed by a Nobel Prize winner in physics, Dr. Brian Josephson, and many other prominent scientists. You can read about it, find out all about it, when you go to discovery.org/MedVed for a special offer you don't want to miss. discovery.org/MedVed.
Power grid failures and natural disasters. They happen too often now. Will financial collapse be next? What kind of emergency plan do you have for the next sudden food shortage? If you don't, it's time to prepare. At MyPatriotSupply.com, we make it easy for you. Our emergency food storage kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They ship fast and discreetly to your door. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Seems to me, or here on the Michael Medved show, that when you look at the polling about the last election, and believe it or not, that election is now, 6 months ago? It's a while, almost 6 months ago. that the one thing that more dramatically led people to vote for Trump than anything else was the issue of support for police, the issue of law and order, the issue of doing something about the insane riots that break out basically whenever people want to do it. And the refusal of a lot of people, like the city attorney Pete Holmes in the city of Seattle, like the local prosecutors in Portland, and to L.A. to a very great extent, they won't do anything about it. They don't put these people in jail. If people have, over the course of months, been involved night after night in property destruction, in assaults on police officers, first of all, we need more police officers, not fewer, more. And second of all, there has to be consequences for people who are breaking this kind of law. It's completely insane. And there is another wildly unpopular aspect of the lockdowns that have been taking place starting about a year ago. It's not only the anniversary of Breonna Taylor's death, it's the anniversary of basically schools closing. And to deal with that and the political fallout of schools closing, where majorities of everybody, Republicans, Democrats, Independents, want the schools back open. It is a tremendous hardship for ordinary Americans. The kind of thing that the President of the United States was talking about last Thursday when he gave his speech about where we were in the COVID pandemic. And one of the things that he talked about was the need to reopen the schools. And at least in the state of Washington, he appears to have sent an effective message to his colleague, Governor Jay Inslee, who's just beginning his third term. Governor Jay Inslee is issuing an emergency proclamation, and the proclamation, it's interesting the way they word it. It's like a triple negative. The proclamation prohibits all school districts from failing to offer K-12 students the opportunity to engage in both remote and in-person instruction, otherwise known as a hybrid model of K-12 instruction, according to Inslee's office. By April 5th, all K-6 students must be provided with an opportunity to engage in a hybrid model of instruction. Okay. By April 19th, all K-12 students must be provided with an opportunity to engage in a hybrid model of instruction. A frequency of in-person instruction. By April 19th, all school districts must meet at least 30% of average weekly instructional hours as on-campus in-person instruction for all K-12 students. The way this proclamation is worded, or at least the announcement of it from the governor's office, as reported by Cairo 7 News, I mean, this is very strange. But listen to the way it's worded. Frequency of in-person instruction. By April 19th, all school districts must meet at least 30% of average weekly instructional hours as on-campus in-person instruction for all K-12 students. So that would mean 3 days. No, it would not. It would mean 2 days a week. You would have to have the kids in person. In addition, under no circumstances may a student be offered less than 2 days, which may be two partial days of on-campus in-person instruction per week. Is this clearly written? This sounds like somebody who never got in-person instruction wrote this thing. All school districts must continue to work to exceed the 30% minimum instructional hours and must reach the school's maximum capacity and maximum frequency of on-campus in-person instruction that the school can provide when all health and safety recommendations are applied as soon as possible. I would contrast this with something that I saw in yesterday's Seattle Times, which was a full-page ad by the Archdiocese of Seattle. And that's the Catholic Archdiocese. Do you know how many kids are in Catholic school that are wide open and open full-time? First of all, there are 30,000 in the city of Seattle. There are 61 Catholic schools in the Seattle Archdiocese. 30,000 students. Do you know what graduation rate is from those Catholic high schools? Okay, first of all, they are not only for Catholic kids. 30% of the students in Seattle who go to Catholic schools are non-Catholics. Why do they go to Catholic schools? Because they had a good education and have a graduation rate of 97%. Basically, everybody who goes graduates and then goes on. And the idea that they also provide scholarship assistance to over a third of the students. And I was amazed at how low and how reasonable for the grade school in Catholic education really is. It's a little support and love for the Catholic Archdiocese. They, of course, like every other charitable organization, are struggling to do their job, but they've kept their schools open. And they haven't been super spreaders. Governor Inslee estimates schools in our state will have received $2.6 billion in federal pandemic relief from the American Rescue Plan Act. He will... that's $2.6 billion. Okay, that's $2,600 million. It's a tremendous amount of money for schools that are mostly closed. And I know that they want to... There's a piece in the Wall Street Journal today by Dr. Scott Gottlieb, who is a former head of the Food and Drug Administration under President Trump, how to make spring the last lost semester. Well, it won't be in Washington if they actually follow through with this governor's proclamation. We will get to that and more, and Biden tax plans coming up on the Medved Show.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
If you've been following the markets, then you know how huge the automation markets are becoming. Robotics, autonomous cars, and enterprise automation services are revolutionizing entire industries. The bottom line is that automation is powering the future. And you can find out which companies are leading the charge with your free subscription to Avid Biotech Stock Trends when you text the word trend to 48542. We've identified a cutting-edge company that's leading the industry in creating the next generation of robotics and automation. Get this cutting-edge intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device when you text the word trend to 48542. Get ahead of the curve on robotics and automation industry leaders with your free research from Biotech Stock Trends. Text the word trend to 48542. Text trend to 48542. Text the word trend to 48542.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy is heading up a congressional delegation to the southern border today as the spike in illegal immigration continues. The California Republican speaking just outside of El Paso, Texas.
The sad part about all this, it didn't have to happen. This crisis is created by the presidential policies of this new administration. There's no other way to claim it than a Biden border crisis.
The White House saying FEMA has arrived at the U.S.-Mexico border to help shelter illegal immigrant children. No flights are coming in or going out at the Denver International Airport at the moment. Runways will remain closed until 2 o'clock Mountain Time following a massive snowstorm over the weekend. The area saw just over 27 inches of snow. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
One of the problems you see with the so-called American Rescue Plan, the ARP, which Joe Biden is going around the country starting this week to try to sell to the American people, is that it expends such a staggering amount of money. And a lot of it, like $2.6 billion to state of Washington schools that haven't been operating. Look, a lot of people would say, well, if that's what it takes to do better ventilation, if that's what it takes to do more contact tracing, if that's what it takes to do more student vaccinations, that's one of the things that that they make clear in this piece. And it's a piece by two important experts on this subject, Dr. Scott Gottlieb and Dr. Caitlin Rivers. Dr. Rivers is an epidemiologist who is a senior scholar at Johns Hopkins Center for Health Security, and Dr. Gottlieb is a resident fellow at American Enterprise Institute. He was commissioner of the Food and Drug Administration under the first years of President Trump. In any event, they write about how unlikely it is that any of the students are going to be vaccinated. Maybe even until next fall. And partially because right now people below the age of 18 are not eligible for any vaccines. They haven't developed it yet. Clinical trials collecting data on children 12 to 17 are underway on all vaccines and should start to produce results in the coming months. The Center for Disease Control and Prevention should encourage larger trials now if the agency thinks those will be needed to recommend vaccinations in children. Most children won't be able to be vaccinated by fall, but it will be important to get kids vaccinated eventually, especially if COVID worsens. High school students are most likely to get vaccinated first, as they're the most likely both to catch and to spread the virus. Middle schoolers will follow. And everybody has heard this, is that the little kids who have the toughest time following social distancing guidelines, wearing masks, and again with young grandchildren, four of them now, thank God, under the age, all of them under the age of five. Yeah, it's very tough for little kids, but they can come back to school safely under the right circumstances, and that appears to be what the state of Washington is doing. Now, did it take a $2.6 billion bribe from the feds to actually force Washington to get underway? And then there is the issue of finding money for the other stuff that Joe Biden has promised to do, like that big infrastructure program where he's hoping to win some Republican support. There's a big piece that seems to be fairly up the middle over at Bloomberg about, under the heading, Biden-eyes first major tax hike since 1993 in new economic plan. President Joe Biden is planning the first major federal tax hike since 1993 to help pay for the long-term economic program that as a follow-up to his pandemic relief bill, according to people in the administration familiar with the matter. Unlike the $1.9 trillion COVID-19 stimulus act, the next initiative, which is expected to be even bigger, won't rely just on government debt as a funding source, but it will rely somewhat on government debt. There's no way they can raise taxes $2 trillion. Well, it's been increasingly clear that tax hikes will be a component. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen has said at least part of the next bill will have to be paid for and pointed to higher rates. Key advisors are now making preparations for a package of measures that could include an increase in both the corporate tax and the individual rate for high earners. Now, it's a real question how they're going to define high earners. And one of the there's so many complications in this. One of the promises that Joe Biden made in the campaign, and at least according to the administration, they're planning to try to keep that promise, is that they will not increase taxes for people earning less than $400,000 a year. Okay. Do I believe they are going to keep that promise? No, I don't. Because they are going to desperately want to get more money out of the so-called upper middle class, including people who earn less than $400,000 a year. I think if you go to the state of Hawaii, which we talked about on Friday, which is a pure, perfect Democratic paradise, I mean, basically, Republicans are very much an endangered species in the island state. And in Hawaii, they are adding a top rate of 16% state taxes on the first dollar you earn over $200,000. Now, you may say, oh, $200,000, that's also rich, but it's also a lot of Americans. There are a lot of American households between $200,000 and the $400,000, which is what the Biden administration promised. And he did well in the suburbs, Joe Biden. And I think, frankly, that's all going to go away if he slams people earning $150,000. Remember, couples, households earning up to $150,000 just got a check from the government. And they may have gotten multiple checks to provide for their children. And the entire thing of sending people money right now and then forcing them to pay higher taxes, some of the same people, in months to come is truly problematic. So what is the government supposed to do? There's actually a wonderful piece in the New York Times, and I spent some time investigating it. It's by Chai Ching Huang. And Chai Ching Huang is the executive director of the Tax Law Center at New York University's School of Law, which is one of the top law schools in the country. And Huang says that with the passage of a deficit-financed $1.9 trillion relief bill, Democrats in Congress may soon pivot to new agenda items, including President Biden's Build Back Better plan for infrastructure and other critical investments. And these lawmakers will inevitably face intense pressure from fiscal moderates to include tax pay-fors in spending legislation. One of the best ways to raise plenty of revenue and help honest taxpayers is to effectively battle tax cheats. To do that, though, Mr. Biden and Congress must seize the chance to revamp and restore the federal government's own infrastructure, the Internal Revenue Service. What they're saying here, and this is stunning to me, that there are over 380,000 people they've been able to identify at this tax center at New York University. 380,000 taxpayers, households, that are high earners, earning above 400 grand a year, who do not file tax returns. Nothing. They just don't pay anything. I knew someone once, and this is years ago. It was during the Clinton administration. That was a long time ago. Where somebody doing very, very well just thought, yeah, you know, they won't notice me. I won't file a tax return. Now, the truth is he got caught. He got his income attached, and I'm glad that he did. Because for those of us who struggle and actually try to make some effort to pay taxes, it just stinks if people who really owe a considerable amount of tax payment don't pay their share. We'll get to what you do about it coming right up on the Medved Show. 1-800-955-1776. Many people own coins that have not performed as well as they had hoped they would, but markets change and you should get a new valuation. Maybe the coins have done better with current moves in precious metals, or maybe you want to do something else with that money. Let me tell you about my friend Nick Grovich. He's the owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. For over 40 years, Nick has built a reputation for trust, honesty, and his goal is to earn your business for life. He won't push you to sell, but when you're ready, he offers the best prices, trades, and consignment deals in America. Right now, Nick and the AmFed team are offering their exclusive coin performance review totally free. Yes, totally free with a no-pressure guarantee from Nick. Go online at AmericanFederal.com or call 800-221-7694. That's AmericanFederal.com and 800-221-7694. 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Here's a question. Did Charles Darwin liberate or undermine society? Ideas have consequences. Learn how three key ideas from Darwin actually undermine morality, religion, medicine, the criminal justice system, and the value of human life. Get a free 39-page digital booklet, Darwin's Three Big Ideas That Impacted Humanity. Go to discovery.org/Medved for this special offer. discovery.org/Medved.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Michael Medved show. So what's the big deal about Joe Biden, quote, raising taxes on the rich? Well, this piece in Bloomberg actually looks at the Joe Biden tax plans that he talked about in the midst of the campaign. And one of the problems is it would need to be, if it's anything like what he talked about in the campaign, by far the biggest tax increase we've had since 93. What happened in 93? Bill Clinton came in, and we were running what was considered at the time a tremendous deficit, which is a fraction of what it is now. It was much less than what it is now. And Bill Clinton had promised to close the deficit. He eventually did, together with the work of Newt Gingrich, who took over Congress, and that's the whole point. He began by raising taxes and having said basically that he wouldn't raise taxes on the middle class. He did. And taxes went up. The top rate went up significantly. I believe they raised the top rate from 35% to 39.6%, which is a lot of money for people. And the Democrats got punished for it. It's one of the main reasons they lost control of both houses of Congress in 1994. You know how many seats they lost the House? They lost 55 seats. Do you know what happens if they lose 55 seats this time? It gives the Republicans a 50-seat majority. I mean, they can't afford that. And tax hikes are unpopular because people get the message that they're talking about raising the corporate tax rate. One of the best things that Donald Trump did as president was he signed Paul Ryan's tax bill, which raised the top corporate tax rate down from 35% to 21%. And guess what? Corporations became more profitable, the market kicked into gear, and things were booming along until the COVID pandemic. The point about this is that Biden has been very explicit. They're talking about raising corporate taxes from 21% to 28%. So they'd go half the way back up to what they were when Trump lowered the corporate tax rate. Why should anyone care about the corporate tax rate? Because if you want to avoid a losing American jobs, you want American corporations to be competitive with corporations in other countries. And we used to have the highest corporate tax rate in the world. And now we don't. We don't have the lowest, but we're more in the middle range. And the Biden administration argues that even if you raise it up to 28%, it still won't be the highest, but it'll be much less competitive. And that's a very big drag on the economy. The point about closing the gap by going after tax cheats, of course, everybody says that. And then kind of nobody does it. But Biden is particularly well positioned to do that because, well, partially because President Trump is a very good target for that kind of campaign. He's somebody who obviously lives very well, spends a lot of money, borrows a lot of money, and pays almost nothing in taxes. Now, we know that because the New York Times released his tax returns. His tax returns are now in the hands of the Manhattan District Attorney, who's leaving his job, Cyrus Vance. But they're going to pursue that. And the idea that there are people just like Donald Trump who are spending in a lifestyle where they have millions and millions of dollars to spend, but paying nothing back in taxes, that has to be addressed. And some of what is being done is clearly illegal. The IRS, writes Chai Ching Huang of New York University, the IRS is increasingly unable to detect or address blatant tax cheating by high-income filers and the largest businesses. In February, the IRS commissioner, Charles P. Rettig, this is a Trump appointee, told Congress that about $570 billion in taxes owed in 2019 were not paid. That's half a trillion dollars. That tax gap is projected to total about $7.5 trillion over the next decade. In other words, $750 billion a year. Meanwhile, the IRS answered fewer than a quarter of its phone calls from people seeking help with their taxes. Fully funding the agency would defeat tax cheats while raising revenue for critical investment. It would help the overwhelming majority of Americans who want to pay whatever they owe. It would help honest businesses better thrive and compete. And restaffing the IRS through restored funding would help fight corruption and strengthen the rule of law. Now, all of that, it seems to me, is a desirable goal. Here is the number that knocked me out, and it's an important number. A Treasury Inspector General for Tax Administration report published in 2020, last year, found that the IRS had failed to follow up with more than 369,000 high-income households that simply filed no tax return in prior years. And some of them, I mentioned an example of an acquaintance of mine, some of those households that filed no tax return, they don't file for 3, 4, 5, 10 years. And they don't get caught, which stinks. Many recent high-profile prosecutions for tax evasion, like those of Paul Manafort, Michael Cohen, and Michael Avenatti, remember him, occurred only because federal investigators were investigating them for other reasons. Generally, people are proud to pay taxes and contribute to investments. Well, in education, infrastructure, and other public services. But they understandably resent paying taxes when others are dodging them. And honest businesses get hurt when they are forced to compete with businesses that cut corners on what they owe. Various estimates by the Congressional Budget Office, the U.S. Treasury, and academic researchers have concluded that investing in the IRS would pay for itself many times over. The Treasury Department, for instance, estimated that each additional dollar dedicated to the IRS enforcement results in directly recouping about $6 in taxes owed. Now, that sounds like a pretty good deal. And it certainly would be a popular thing if Biden had the sense to pursue that. More popular than simply raising taxes across the board on all competitive U.S. businesses and raising taxes in a very, very big way. When we come back, we need to speak also about something else the Biden administration is talking about seriously. And I don't, for the life of me, don't understand it. If somebody is an advocate of the VMT, the vehicle mileage traveled tax. In other words, right now, we all pay a lot of money in gas tax. About a third in most states of what you pay at the pump actually goes to the government at various levels. They're talking about replacing that by taxing you on mileage. Now, who does that punish? It punishes people who are driving fuel-efficient cars. And they indicate that anybody who's driving a car that gets 30 miles per gallon or more is going to lose on this deal. So what is the point? Don't we want to encourage people to drive more fuel-efficient vehicles? We'll also be speaking about an ice cream brand discreetly changing the name of a flavor after questions were raised about the flavor's racist origin, what they put some dollops of racism into the secret recipe for the ice cream. Well, there's that. And the idea of someone in the news who has never been associated with politics and seems to be an idiot, I mean a complete blithering idiot, is apparently mounting a Democratic, that's capital D, campaign for President of the United States. Who is she? We will tell you. It is one of the most ridiculous ideas in the history of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the gold stocks boom in the U.S. markets. More stimulus and higher inflation could potentially drive gold prices to record highs in 2021. And with gold exploration stocks poised to skyrocket in the coming months, you have an opportunity to position your trades with red-hot gold exploration stock opportunities. Text the word GOLD to 48542. Get front row access to market intelligence when you text the word GOLD to 48542 and to set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode with your free subscription to the Gold Market Research Report. Text GOLD to 48542 and have this red hot intelligence delivered directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the most promising gold exploration stocks, then text the word GOLD to 48542 and don't get left behind in 2021. Text GOLD to 48542.